same chaos minus one human.
X Afternoons with Ty, X92.9.
Hey, it's Ty from X Afternoons. I'm chatting with Jay McNeil of the Calgary Stampeders. You're president there now. You used to be an offensive lineman for the Stamps 13 years ago. You look like you're in great shape, dude.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Like, what is the secret?
Man, it's a lot of salads now.
Yeah?
You know, when I was playing, I was 80 pounds heavier.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's it feels like I'm always watching my diet now, trying to keep it down.
Was that a tough transition? Because I feel like if you're an offensive lineman, like, you probably would get pretty set and just eating whatever you want, I almost feel.
As much as I wanted, anytime I wanted, and whatever I wanted. And so, yeah, it's a bit of a change, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, you look fantastic, Jay. Saturday, October 18th, we're taking on the Toronto Argonauts, kickoff at 5 p.m. I believe this is like a win and we're in, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we win, we're in the playoffs, and we're still in the running to host the semifinal in 2 weeks. So we got to win out to ensure that happens.
And it is the last regular home season game, so
yes,
you got to come on, cheer on your CFL team, get a couple Caesars in you. Anytime I go and watch the Stamps, I'm blown away by their Caesar bar. I'm originally from Edmonton, lived in Winnipeg.
Yep.
I think over at McMahon there, we've got the best Caesars going, so I can confidently say that.
I love it. It's the first time I've heard that, so I don't mind sharing that one at all.
That's something I think we got to wear on our yeah. sleeve a little more here in Calgary. Like, we got good Caesars when yep. you come watch some sports and entertainment. It's the Pink Power theme game as well. Limited edition Pink Stampeders merchandise is sold. All proceeds going to be directed to Wellspring, Alberta. They do lots of great work here in the province, of course, raising awareness for breast cancer.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. Our game is presented by Mayfair Diagnostics, and they do a good job every year of making this something, you know, really big in supporting the breast cancer, women's cancers, and Wellspring. And so we're really excited about it. Our players are going to be wearing pink tape, and they got some pink gloves, and so we're going to support it as best we can.
It's the jersey off the back promotion taking place yep. after the game, so you can be in the stands and then walk away with the jersey. Who knows? And so when it comes down to the final game, like, how much does it affect it from your perspective? Because you've played, being in the home crowd, like, that's got to be the big selling point here. So we want as many people as we can get out there to really turn the tide against the Toronto Argonauts.
Yeah, you know, there is no doubt that when our players come out of the locker room for the introductions, when the stands are full and it's electric and they're loud, it does impact, in what they're going to do. I mean, ultimately, they're professionals, and they do a great job of adapting. But it certainly helps when there's a big crowd cheering them on, and we want to see that tomorrow.
And the weather, it looks quite good for this, middle of October. Everyone's been watching the Blue Jays. They're all excited yep. about playoff atmosphere sports. We can have some playoff atmosphere right here tomorrow in our city at McMahon Stadium, watching them take on the Argonauts. And, like, I'm a fan of sport. I believe you are too, Jay. I've seen you go out to almost every sport out there. So just go on out yes. there and support our boys.
Yes. This game has playoff implications, so it is a playoff game for us.
Absolutely.
And so we want it to feel like that in the stands as well.
The atmosphere is going to be electric. And before you go, Jay, before I'm done chatting with you for a little bit here, I do have some extra questions here.
Yeah.
You were on a practice roster with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
My second year with the Stamps, The Rock was with us, and he was on the practice roster that year. So, yeah, I would say one of the nicest human beings I've ever met, right? And it's so funny, is he's very soft-spoken, quiet, and then when he came out as a wrestler and you saw how big his personality was, it was a bit of a shock, but it was pretty cool.
I think it goes hand in hand, and I mean, look at the two of you guys are both in great shape now. Something about playing for the Stampeders, like, when you retire, you must just get in excellent shape. And then I saw, you know, because you got a family, I don't know if it's your son or who it is, but someone in your family's a professional swimmer, like, they've competed internationally.
Professional. He still swims at the club level.
Okay.
I think his goal is to make the national team. Not I think his goal is to make the national team. You know, he's a butterfly, a long distance butterfly swimmer.
Wow.
Which I don't even want to do one lap of a pool doing butterfly.
It's got to be one of the most, like, intense on your body sports there is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He loves it and he's good at it, so that's pretty cool.
So how did you get? How did that go from not you're the O-lineman father,
yeah, yeah.
and then he wants to go into swimming?
It was, you know, we tried when he was young, tried everything, but football. That was one, he loves it, and he loves watching. He loves the Stamps, obviously, but, there was one sport he was not interested in. So we tried everything else, and somehow, some way, he found his way to swimming, and it came down to it, do you want to do swimming, or do you want to do skiing? And he chose swimming, and here we are.
I also feel like with swimming, you can definitely be eating a lot of calories because you're burning a ton as well while you're doing it. So
for sure, yeah, he definitely eats a lot.
Kind of goes hand in hand. What's your final score prediction for tomorrow against the Argonauts? What do you say?
I think it's probably going to be 37-10 for us.
Okay, I'll say 37-0.
Oh, I like that.
Shout out
let's
action.
Let's go.
All right, well, get your tickets. They're still available. Kickoff is at 5 p.m. Win and we're in. Playoff game atmosphere. Calgary. Let's get out there.
Yes, sir.
Same chaos minus one human. X Afternoons with Ty, X 92.9.